Chapter 3. Evan knew he was having another daydream. He didn't jump up screaming and throw the hamster out the window. He only thought about it. Everyone thinks about doing crazy wild things once in a while. But Evan would never do anything that crazy. Instead, he said, "Okay, Mr. Murphy." Then he sat quietly in his seat, staring out the window at the puffy white clouds and the bright blue sky. He could see his own reflection staring back at him in the glass. His curly, carrot-colored hair looked darker in the reflection. So did the freckles that dotted his cheeks. His expression was mournful. He hated being made fun of in front of the entire class. "Why am I always getting myself into trouble?" he wondered. "Why can't Mr. Murphy ever give me a break? Didn't the school realize how hard it is to be a new kid in school? How am I supposed to make new friends if Murphy is always making me look like a total jerk in class?" Bad enough that no one believed him about the monster blood. Evan had eagerly told the kids in his new school about it. How he had stayed with his great aunt the past summer. How he and a girl he met named Andy had found the blue container of monster blood in a creepy old toy store. And how the green, yucky monster blood had started to grow and grow. How it had bubbled out of its container, outgrown a bucket, outgrown a bathtub, and just kept growing and growing as if it were alive. And Evan had told the kids how Trigger had eaten just a little of the monster blood, and had grown nearly as big as a house. It was such a frightening, amazing story. Evan was sure his new friends would find it really cool. But instead, they just thought he was weird. No one believed him. They laughed at him and told him he had a sick imagination. Evan became known around his new school as the kid who made up stupid stories. "If only I could prove to them that the story is true," Evan often thought sadly. "If only I could show them the monster blood." But the mysterious green gunk had vanished from sight before Evan left his great aunt's house. Not a trace of it had been left. Not a trace. The bell rang. Everyone jumped up and headed for the door, talking and laughing. Evan knew that a lot of his classmates were laughing at him. Ignoring them, Evan picked up his backpack and started to the door. "Hurry back, Evan," Mr. Murphy called from behind his desk. "Cuddles is waiting." Evan growled under his breath and stepped out into the crowded hallway. If Murphy loves that stupid hamster so much, why doesn't he ever clean the cage? He wondered bitterly. A group of kids laughed loudly as Evan passed by. Were they laughing at him? Evan couldn't tell. He started jogging to his locker when something hit his leg just above the ankle. His feet flew out from under him, and he toppled face down onto the hard tile floor. "Hey!" Evan cried angrily. He stared up at a big, tough-looking kid from his class named Conan Barber. All the kids called him Conan the Barbarian for good reason. Conan was 12. But he looked about 20 years older. He was taller and wider and stronger and meaner than any kid in the school. He wasn't a bad-looking guy, Evan grudgingly admitted. He had wavy blonde hair, blue eyes, and a handsome face. He was very athletic-looking and played all the sports at school. He was an okay guy, Evan thought wistfully, except that he had one very bad habit. Conan loved to live up to his nickname. He loved being Conan the Barbarian. He loved strutting around, pounding kids who weren't his size, which included everyone. Evan had not hit it off with Conan. He had met Conan on the playground a few weeks after moving to Atlanta. Eager to make a good impression, Evan told him the whole Monster Blood story. Conan didn't like the story. He stared back at Evan with his cold blue eyes for a long, long time. Then his expression hardened, and he murmured through clenched teeth, "We don't like wise guys down here in Atlanta." He gave Evan a pretty good pounding that day. Evan had tried to stay away from Conan ever since, but it wasn't easy. Now, he gazed up at Conan from his position on the floor. "Hey, why'd you trip me?" Evan demanded shrilly. Conan grinned down at him and shrugged. "It was an accident." Evan tried to decide whether it was safer to stand up or to stay down on the floor. "If I stand up, he'll punch me," he thought. "If I stay down here, he'll step on me." Tough choice. He didn't get to make it. Conan reached down and, with one hand, pulled Evan to his feet. "Give me a break, Conan," Evan pleaded. Why can't you leave me alone? Conan shrugged again. It was one of his favorite replies. His blue eyes twinkled merrily. You're right, Evan, he said, his grin fading. I shouldn't have tripped you. Yeah, Evan agreed, straightening his t-shirt. So, you can pay me back, Conan offered. Huh? Evan gaped at him. Conan stuck out his massive chest. Go ahead, hit me in the stomach. I'll let you. Whoa, no way, Evan replied, trying to back up. He stumbled into a group of kids. Go ahead, Conan urged, following after him. Hit me in the stomach as hard as you can. It's only fair. Evan studies his expression. You really mean it? Conan nodded, tight-lipped. He stuck out his chest. As hard as you can. Go ahead. I won't hit back, I promise. Evan hesitated. Should he go ahead and do it? I may never get a chance like this again, he thought. A lot of kids were watching, Evan realized. If I hit him really hard, if I hurt him, if I make him cry out, then maybe kids around here will have a little respect for me. I'll be Evan the Giant Killer, the guy who punched Conan the Barbarian. He balled his hand into a tight fist and raised it. Is that your fist? Conan cried, laughing. Evan nodded. Ooh, this is going to hurt! Conan cried sarcastically. He made his knees tremble. Everyone laughed. It may surprise him, Evan thought angrily. Go ahead, as hard as you can, Conan urged. He sucked in a deep breath and held it. Evan pulled his arms back and swung his fist as hard as he could. The fist made a solid thud as it hit Conan's stomach. It felt like hitting a concrete wall. Evan's hand throbbed with pain. Hey! A man's voice called angrily. Startled, Evan spun around to see Mr. Murphy glaring at him. No fighting! Mr. Murphy yelled at Evan. The teacher came bouncing up to them and stepped between the two boys. Huffing for breath, he turned to Conan. Why did Evan hit you? He demanded.